The Weekly Dose of Fat, Global Fat Bike Day Holiday Special, show number 115 for Saturday, December 3rd, 2016.
Children on Fat Bike and Plus, and listen to Goofballs talk Mexican and Musk, taped live at the Freewheel Winter Bike Expo, right on the famous Minneapolis Greenway. It's a very special radio episode, and our hosts are both extremely special. It's my distinct pleasure to present Toujours, our show hosts and holiday MCs, Sven and Gomez.
Hello, children.
Happy holidays, and with us, ever colorful, Mr. J. Caleb.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to introduce to you musical director, Crazy Chris Daisy.
Hey, guys.
Our Global Fat Bike Day Holiday Special is sponsored by Surly Bikes. Eric Sovereign is going to be a guest on the show later, and maybe he'll have a special holiday message from Surly HQ.
This week's Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by the Surly 8 and 24 Pack Racks.
Because a bike with a rack can carry almost anything within reason.
Learn more about bikes, beer, and reason at surlybikes.com.
¿Qué es tu problema, chico?
Well, we are on lactation here at Winter Bike Expo, so we'll be talking with Freewheel General Manager Jake Helmbrecht about what people can look forward to this weekend at their cosmopolitan Midtown Greenway location. Sava from Surly has a huge announcement that everyone is going to want to hear. Alex Applegate from Rondthrager is here to talk about what keeps him going through the dark, lonely winter. We share links from all over the interwebs. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by Becker Sewing and Design, where we might mention our latest contest. And in our special segment, we talk to our amigo and lab partner Andy from Head Cycling about Reams.
Well.
Wow.
That was a lot.
Right?
Whew. Happy holidays. Happy Global Fat Bike
Day.
Top of
the hill.
The Fat Bike event of the week is the Freewheel Winter Bike Expo. So please welcome to the show the man currently juggling 21 chainsaws, Mr. Jake Helmbrecht.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome to the show, Jake. So we're here in support of the Freewheel Winter Bike Expo. Give us the who, what, when, why, and where to start out.
For us, it's pretty much the launch of winter bike season. You know, winter biking means everything to everybody, but for us, it's pretty much become fat bikes. We launched this. This is our sixth year. We launched it back when there was just pretty much two bikes you could get a hold of. Looking back today, we saw all these like homemade racks we had to build to hold the fat tires. So we were so far ahead of curve on that stuff, but we picked it right. We launched it the first year of the Salsa Muckluck and pretty much been steamrolling it ever since. So we'll get a couple thousand people through the door. The big part of the event is the demo course. We have dozens of features, hundreds of logs this year, tons of hay bales, lots of new jumps and just skinny rides and plenty of places to get hurt. But also if you don't want to get hurt, you don't have to.
Yeah, we were out there playing around before and saw the beginning of the setup.
Yeah, indeed.
There is currently no snow here in Minneapolis. Are we expecting any?
You know, the weather says no, but every single year the expo's happened, we get some snow. It's always been like the very first good snowfall, so you know, I'm hopeful.
And people can come and demo new buck saws, new Farley EXs, and
Farley EXs, buck saws, everything that Surly has to offer. It's going to be a lot of cool stuff. And you know, the best part about fat bikes is you really don't need snow. Come on,
right? So. Exactly. So I know that you know, Minneapolis is it has such a rich tradition of riding in the winter, way before fat bikes.
No, absolutely.
How did you get your first ride? Did you ride your tricycle in the snow? And
BMX,
what is your
bikes completely? We used to jump out there and build jumps out of snowbanks. We used to find a snowbank that was at the edge of a parking lot that had a great big drainage ditch, so you could jump over the snowbank, get about 30 feet of air into the drainage ditch.
Love that.
Hopefully
idea.
Survive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
killer. And what are you currently riding for your fat bike?
My main fat bike is still my 2013 Time Muckluck. It's rock solid. I love it. I probably will get an extra bike like a Farley EX, but the Muckluck will stay forever. That's the beauty of Ty, you know.
All right, and you're a bike shop guy. What kind of wheels?
Oh, man. I think I still have Big Fat Larry's on there. Yeah. I can't remember. I changed the wheels quite a bit.
But... Yeah. But whose rim? Are you riding a carbon rim?
I still don't have a carbon rim on that bike now, but my EX will for sure have a carbon rim.
Oh, nice.
Right on.
Very cool.
So besides the course you got set up there and the fat bike demos, you got other stuff going on. You got a race, you got music.
The race is just a crazy good time. This is going to be the first year we're running it pretty much legit with actual lap counters and stuff. Every year we kind of make people go a little longer, but this year...
No chip timing though.
No chip timing still. I mean, it is fat biking after all. But there's plenty of beer, lots of free beer by Surly Beer. They're bringing that out for us. But the race will be legit. We got a $500 purse up for grabs, equal prizes, men's and women's. And all day long, there's just all the fat bikes you could imagine, plus everything winter oriented. If you want some studded tires for your skinny bike, we do have those too. But the
winter
seminars
gear,
going
apparel,
on, everything
pants,
winter.
Yep. Shoes.
And all the big brands are going to be out here. Everybody that has really good stuff to offer is going to be here.
And seminars about winter camping,
yep,
and bike packing and everything you need to know. And I'll tell you, I started coming here on the second year,
yep,
and I've been back almost every year. This is the sale that you go to where even a jaded guy that sees everything, I walk into this place and I'm like, ooh, look at that. Ooh, look at that. I've only seen that on the internet. Ooh.
Right, yeah. We try to get it from everywhere. Yeah. Get it here today. And actually, we're going to have a lot of stuff hand-delivered by some of the vendors who haven't brought it to any other place yet. So you can't get stuff anywhere. You'll get it here first, hopefully.
Right on. You know, one of the things about the seminars, we talked to a fella a while back whose first experience on a fat bike wasn't all that favorable because he didn't have anybody really say, this is kind of how this all works because we've been through this. Right. And now, you know, having done it for quite a while, maybe kind of assume that a lot of people know stuff. But I think like a fat bike 101 thing is a great idea just to give people the idea about air pressures. And this is the kind of terrain you want to look for your first times out there and that type of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do tons of that intro to fat biking on a daily basis, but
right,
mostly right on the sales floor. But we do have intro classes.
Absolutely.
For the seminars, they're a little bit more broadly focused than that, but
cool.
Plenty of time to learn.
Excellent. Well, I know you're a busy guy.
Absolutely. More chainsaws to juggle.
We will bid you farewell.
Excellent. Thanks for having me out, guys.
Thanks,
Good luck. Have a good rest of the day.
Right on. As Jake makes his exit, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk to Mr. Eric Sovereign from Surly.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program. We're here with Mr. Eric Sovereign from Surly.
Hey, we'd like to start our time together today with a special Global Fat Bike Day holiday message from our show sponsor, Surly Bikes. That's going out to our handful of listener. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Captain Eric Sovereign.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Eric.
Is this my holiday greeting?
Mm-hmm.
Greetings. We're on a holiday to the listener.
So there you have it. We'd like to send all of you out there in Fat Bike Land a stupendous Global Fat Bike Day happiness from Sven, Bobby, etc. And Radio Gold in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, is Surly working on anything new?
It's funny that you ask. We're kind of excited today. In Global Fat Bike Day, as everybody knows, quickly eclipsing... I think it's past Mother's Day already in importance. I think it's past Boxing Day, and it's
Arbor Day.
Closing in on Arbor Day. I think it's closing in. So, as the auspiciousness of this day sinks into everybody, we're gonna show everybody a brand new bicycle.
You guys made a new bicycle?
New bicycle. It's we're pretty excited about it. It's, you know, if you look at the stuff that we make and you have one of them brains, you might have been able to figure it out, but it's one of those things that we figured we might as well do, and that's just to make a big fat dummy.
Big fat dummy.
You know,
I feel like you named it after me.
It's, you know, we've named it after us all. Our naming convention is not so much just what's going to sell. It's really deep, probing deep into the psyches of our customers and ourselves.
I know you just made one little boy very, very happy. A young man that we both know goes by the name Spinner.
Yeah, I think he'll probably have to get one, won't he? You know, here's the thing.
Try and stop him.
Yeah. Just try and stop him doing anything. I think one of the nice things about it, and it might be purpose-built for that guy, because it will be harder to kill than maybe anything that we do.
So this isn't just taking an existing Big W and slapping a wider rim on it. This is a whole new enchilada.
I'm glad you asked that. It's radio. So... Yeah, exactly. So we took, you know, the idea of having, you know, big fat tires on a big dummy. You know, people certainly have done customs that, you know, have come in various forms. People have modified the current dummy frame and done some interesting stuff. But really, in order to do it right, we really wanted to start from ground up and do some new things. It's bigger. It's badder. It's got a frame that, I mean, you just look at it, it sort of reminds me of, you know, kind of... the Dragster or Ducati Space Frame or anybody that uses a lot of steel to make something stiff. It's going to be the kind of biggest, baddest thing that we've done. And it's pretty fun to ride. You look at it and you think, you know, oh yeah, yeah, fat tires on that thing. And it's, you know, what we'd like to talk about is the confidence inspiring nature of the fat bike in general. You're aware of this, correct?
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Mm-hmm. You know, you ride down something over something. It just, you know, allows us mortals to be more than we are. This thing takes that to a whole other level, especially when you're riding down a, you know, like a rutted, icy, crappy city alleyway. The amount of stability and traction and just don't even care what I'm riding over is even up and above any of the fat bikes, I think, that we've seen.
So it's a big fat dummy. What's the rolling stock on it? What's the actual wheel situation?
The wheel situation is going to be a set of Other Brother Daryl rims, so tubeless compatible.
Awesome.
The way that it will come as a complete bike is a 3.8-inch Nate in the back and a big fat Larry up front.
Okay.
Basically, what we talk about is the tire clearance is the... You know, it'll work with anything up to the 5.05-inch standard. However, if you start putting that on the back, now you're starting to have limitations on your drivetrain, you know, for, you know, chain rubbing on the tire and things like that. It can be done, the biggest, baddest, meanest, you know, rim and tire combination, but now you're going to start talking about truncating cassettes and singles up front. But with a 2x11, 2x12, 2x10, 2x10, I have a sheet. that's going to work super nice with the you know, standard 4-inch in back, and then you get to 5-inch in front.
What's the rear axle spacing on it?
It's, you can basically, and I did this, take all the whatnots off of your ice cream truck and plop them right over. So it's a 190 rear space. It's the boost front. It's or the 150.
150.
And the thing is, so it's a through axle on the back, through axle 190, obviously, but it also, you can use it with a quick release in the back if you, you know, get that one hope, you know, 190 quick release, if you're into that, and can work with our little washers. But it's actually a through axle dropout, so it physically drops vertically out of the frame when you loosen the through axle. And anybody who's ridden a big dummy knows that getting the back wheel off can be kind of a hassle, just because, you know, the bags are there and everything's
sure,
going
absolutely.
On. So there's a lot of little things like that. There's talking about features. This is the one that I love because it sounds the dumbest. It's ready for a dropper post. And everybody, you're like, oh, great. I couldn't believe I didn't need that on everything. But if you think about it, when I saw it first, I just, you know, I slapped a couple of guys in the head and I was like, that's dumb. But then you figure out, like, how do most people use a cargo bike? Number one, if you've ever tried to just haul your leg over the saddle on a regular big dummy that's totally loaded down, it's kind of hard to do. Like, there's a different way that you got to get on that thing. If you drop it down with a dropper post, that makes that easier. The better reason for it, I think, though, is if you share the bike.
Sure. That makes good sense.
Share the bike for a household, somebody shorter, somebody taller.
but you're going to work it out to where you can ride the same bike, and then now you just have the various settings on it, which is, I think, pretty cool.
And I've actually seen the bike.
Seen and?
Got to ride the bike.
And what did you think?
Let me shuffle,
here's the shuffling money.
That's called payola.
That's how it works. So, anyway.
These accolades are not for sale.
You got both of them ones. What are you going to do now?
So,
and what did you think? Seriously, honestly. You can
the
say
thing that. Is super bomber. I followed Ziegle down this rock.
Which is
shoot.
A terrible idea. Like, generally. If you're behind Ziegle.
And I'm riding Andy's big fat dummy. Only has a rear brake. So I have that all the way to the handlebar. I'm screaming like a little girl. And yet, I rode away. It was a beautiful thing. So it's an unendowable snowplow. And when I went there, we set this up for me to go and get a preview.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, big fat dummy, yeah, Spinner's going to love this. But
screw that guy, really.
But am I excited about this? Well, he had something new. Then I rode the thing, and I'm driving home, and I'm thinking about, holy crap. Crap, the 24 overnights that you could have with that bike.
You can hear the excitement in his voice.
It does. Like,
bring anything.
I'm glad you bring that up. Because it does. Like, you look at it and you're like, oh, Surly put big fat tires on. And it doesn't seem like that big a stretch. And it really does ride like something else entirely. Like, it's a whole new thing. It allows you to pack up all the crap and go to the place that you probably shouldn't go and do
have
it in
a big fire.
And just burn everything and come back and dust off the hands and off you go, you know?
You could literally bring a chainsaw with you to cut down trees to burn.
Yeah, yeah. So you got that going for you.
That's not recommended. But I just
unless it's your land.
I want to share one more
plus
story.
Plus, you got to dry that wood, too.
Probably. Unless it's dead.
Okay.
But Andy, the engineer, when I was there.
Skogs.
He talked to me about riding along the Greenway. And I know kind of the spot he's talking about where it has big slope down, big drifty snow.
Oh, yeah.
He would get this thing up to speed and take it down those big downhill slopes through the deepest snow he could find, trying to endo it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it would just snowplow and blow snow away. I'm like, oh, that's the mental picture of fun on bikes.
It is.
Right there.
I mean, it does. It almost eliminates the things that can stop you. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's limitations with everything, but you know that's what we talked about when we first did the Pugsley and things like that. You can just go different places. Now you can go different places and take a bunch of crap. And basically, when that's what you're looking for. And to do it well, and to do it in a way that's fun and not dull. There are a lot of cargo bikes out there, and frankly, and they all do the job. We built the big dummy, the original big dummy, to be a mountain bike that carries stuff, so it's fun to ride and it carries stuff. This is the exponential version of that. That it's the fat bike that's fun. Oh, also, go ahead and pick up that Buick grill that you just rode past.
Right, the four of us could literally get on one.
Yeah. Yeah,
and ride down to the tavern.
Can we do one of those things where you come off the side and then everybody's on the circus thing with my motorcycle? It's more of a visual. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking
radio
about.
Radio, folks.
Paint the word picture.
Hey. Yeah, but and the thing is, it's you look at it and you think, oh, that thing's a pig, and it's not. It's what, like 5 or 6 pounds heavier than the big dummy currently, which is also not a super light bike, but it's it's rideable. It's not like
the current big dummy is Kenny Nielsen approved.
Yes. Oh, nice. And the story about picking up a Buick grill is a real one. So I know that from a fact. Bloomington, also where the head office is, has once or twice a year like garbage amnesty day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put whatever the hell you want out by the road and they'll take it. Oh, ride the big dummy on that day.
There's some pickings.
Oh, there's pickings. I mean, you get some Betamax. You can get some some beanbag chairs. You can get everything. It's only some of it has.
So come to the expo, and you will see one of these big fat dummies, right?
Exactly. We'll have one on. Not only will we have one on display,
But I've heard that some of the prototypical versions will be written down here for hijinks purposes.
Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we've been talking a lot about this big fat dummy, but there's other stuff going on with Surly at this sale too, right? You got Pug stuff. You got Moonlander stuff.
It's true. We got some of the Pugs and Moonlanders, the classics, if you will, are on the sale. A little bit.
Got a coupon for that?
I don't. No, you just say it's just on sale.
On sale.
And how much? X your bike shop, because they'll know. So it's the classic thing. Like everybody had too many last year. We got a couple of frames yet. There are some secret plans. We talked last year about the Pugsley having a new life, and I still think that's going to happen. So that'll be cool. We'll see where that goes. But for now, we'll move some of these things. And it's Everybody likes the new and shiny, but you get the. I got one of the phones that's like 3 years old, and I always get the 3 year old phone.
My first Pugs was on a frame closeout when they closed out the gray ones before they came out with the mustard ones. And that was a really good decision. Those were good dollars, people.
It didn't lead to nothing, though, did it? Like, it didn't lead to, like, the career.
And, internet.
Dominance? I'll say it if you won't. People are going to ask the other thing, not to go back on you, but people are going to ask, when's the big dummy going to be out?
I bet they will.
I brought it back. And we're thinking April, could be March. I'm not even saying March, probably April. I'm saying April, could be March. In the United States of America, the MSRP is going to be like the $29.99.
Ooh,
and then outside, we don't usually, because we don't say it on our website because we've got a lot of international clients as well. Clients.
Corporate speak for
clients. We like to move a lot of units. anyway, so in the United States, that's what it'll be. In other countries, it will be astronomically the same or different.
Can you buy a frame set?
Oh, yes. As always, what the price is on that, I got no idea.
Okay.
One more. You can also put a suspension fork.
Right, right.
Why
it's
not?
A 150 front.
Right?
Yeah, because it's hard to wheelie that thing.
It is. That's another reason the geometry changed a little bit, and it's a little slacker, which is going to make some people in the cargo bike world go, But as you just mentioned, when you're coming toward the little drop-off on the curb, and then you pull up on the big dummy, loaded full of stuff, nothing's coming up. You're done. So we slacked it out a little bit, and that, and with a big old tire on the front, basically it's time to hit the curb.
To be fair, I have seen Eris bunny hop a big dummy with a load.
Oh, my Lord.
But he's an individual of exceeding skill.
We had Thor at Surly wheelie one of these things, but he had somebody hanging off the back, too. I don't know if that's cheating or not.
Got your pegs on there.
Not this thing.
That qualifies as a circus act.
Yeah, it is. So. I heard a calliope.
Well, thanks for being like on the show for the half dozenth time. I feel like we should have a bouquet of flowers and a box of chocolates for you.
I'm going to do the model wave. And I'm going to thank you for renaming the show the Saab Show. I really, that would mean a lot to me. And the furs are great. I'm glad you the suite that you guys got for me.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice. Super nice. I appreciate that.
Right on, man.
Heart-shaped bed. Jacuzzi.
Yeah, but it's in the middle of the greenway. So.
Your very own mud puddle.
It's chilly.
And one extra pig.
All right, boys. So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, it's the Fatty Farm Field Report or something like that.
All right. I trust you.
Whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. 1UP USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit 1UPUSA.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program, everybody.
The Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Becker Gear. Find Becker Gear on Facebook by searching for Becker Gear. And on the web at BeckerGear.com.
BeckerGear.
BeckerGear.com.
Gomez, tell our listener about our latest contest.
So my latest harebrained contest is we started with a Movember video post. And
on the 15th, I started going backwards again. Then I was like, and then I'm like, kind of like Barbie with the thing on the back.
That was exactly my thought. And so we have a contest. We didn't have any prizes, but now we have prizes. And if you send us a picture, a fat bike action picture. And
does it have to include a beard?
It does not have to include a beard or a mustache. We just picked Movember because we wanted to do a post to bring attention to Movember, which is a men's health charity. But anyway, we really have blown this way up. All the information is going to be in the show notes. You email me a picture, you get some stickers for free, no matter where you live in the world. Mozambique. I sent stickers all over the world literally last week. Oh, there's some, we have more new stickers. It just appeared magically stickers in front of me. So do that, and if you do that, and you send me your address, because I have to mail you the stickers, then we put those addresses in a bowl, and then Sven, or I, or JK, or a special guest on January 1st will pick out three lucky winners, and you're going to get swagged.
We got swagged.
Get stuff.
Swag.
And there's going to be a picture of the swag right here in the show notes.
Do you see? Do you see out there, listener?
So that brings us to our third, number three guest that we're going to have on the show today, Mr. Alex Applegate from Bontrager. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you.
It's our Global Fat Bike Day holiday special, Alex. Do you have any messages for the kids out there that might be thinking about riding their fat bike on Global Fat Bike Day?
They should do it. It's a great time to go out and ride your bike and get out.
All right. Very good,
with
sir.
That said, let's get into what Alex wants to talk about, what's new from Bontrager in the fat bike realm.
I know that one of the big things that you're stoked about is the new 27.5 by 4.5 Narwhal.
That's correct. Yeah. It's 27.5 is a standard that we've kind of been running with on fat bikes. And we're really excited to kind of offer another tire to support that size. So the 27.5 Narwhal is really taking really aggressive traction, and then also adding the ability to stud that tire.
Studding.
Yeah, I've actually seen this tire, and it is big and burly, big square moto-looking knobs with cutouts for the studs.
Right. I mean, studs are a must-have a lot of times. So when I run bikes, I usually run one studded and one not, just so.
So you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go conditions. Because, you know.
Yeah, we've definitely had those rides back at the office. We've got some trails that are kind of connected adjacent, so we get to go out. We're fortunate enough to ride most days at lunch, which is great. And in the winter, you know, the freeze-thaw cycle, we're down in Waterloo, Wisconsin. A lot of times you get pretty harrowing conditions.
I remember a perfectly wonderful day that you and I spent on icy roads with no studs, yeah. Gomez and I.
Yeah.
So how does the studding work on those things?
The studding works, it's pretty simple. We've got a tool, so it's got a magnetic tip. It holds the stud really simply. You put it in a little bit of an angle, straighten it out, pull it out. Voila, your tire is, well, almost studded. You've got a few more to go to finish it off, but you're well on your way.
Get your 217 more to go.
Get your season 5 Game of Thrones binge watching going, and you can stud your tires as you go.
Exactly. It is, you know, a little process, but the tool does make it a lot easier. We've done it without the tool, and it saves a lot of headaches.
And it's a nice option for the folks out there that are running the 27.5s. People, truck owners, mostly, but also the new Rocky Mountain owners are rejoicing at extra trail or extra tire choices. Yeah. Well, they had all the trail choices. So that's a Hodeg, a Barbagazi, and a Narwhal now.
Yeah, and the Narwhal, kind of something unique about it. When we first got our samples, it was kind of towards the end of August. And there's no snow in Wisconsin. There's no ice there to test it at.
Right.
So we sent it off to the snowy realms of the world, waiting feedback patiently. And we also mounted a couple sets up, and then all the competitors that we could round up, and we took them to the local ice skating rink, just to kind of see how these things that we've been working on and like been dreaming up, fun. How they actually performed. And
flat track action on Sunday at the local ice rink.
It really was. We had like We had to pull people off the ice. It was so much fun. It was. We had the Zamboni, so we went out there before they Zambonied. We freshly Zambonied it. We did our official stopping tests. Man. We set up our courses and figured out how much quicker it can make you. But the real test was just the smiles on people's faces when they could really trust their tire on such a slippery surface.
So does it come factory studded if you want it that way?
It does not. So tire is going to come one option. Okay. So it's going to come stud ready. And then we'll have stud kits available and then the stud tool available to buy separately.
I know for when I stud tires, I like the fact that I can alter how many studs. Like when you buy a studded tire, you're not going to probably pull them out. Well, maybe you will. I don't know. But by putting in not the maximum amount, you can kind of tailor how much grip or slip you have for different conditions. And I kind of like it to equate to like maybe gravel or a good dirt trail. I don't want to be just like Velcro gripping. I want a little slipping.
Yeah,
the racers out there. I mean, the gram counters and the people that want to go that way. It gives them that option. I feel bad now that I asked for our test tires to come studded, knowing that somebody has to do it for me.
That's going to be Alex. He's wondering.
My oldest tire.
Oh, dude! Now I feel really bad.
The design of our tread too. It's got siping both down the middle and on the sides, so you got good traction even without those studs. But then it's got kind of two rows down the middle and also two on the side. So like you're saying, you can kind of tailor how many studs you put in there and then also where you place them to kind of,
right up
how much weight and how much traction you want out of them.
So tires are cool, but you guys got other cool stuff too.
We definitely, before we move on, we got a couple more things if you don't mind.
You can talk whatever you want. You're the guest. Yeah. You tell old Sven to shut the hell up.
I just want to talk a little bit more about 27.5 and just the options that we have.
All right.
So, Gomez mentioned the Hodeg, the Barbagazi, as well as the new Narwhal. And the Narwhal is definitely the newest kind of member of the clan, but we've got a full option. Started with the Hodeg. It's really a versatile tire, kind of good all season, good in the summer, good everywhere. It's just kind of your basic all-around tire. Then you get into the Barbagazi, you get a little more girth, a little more traction, a little more float. And then you've got up there to the Narwhal where you've got really aggressive tread, you got siping, and then you got the ability to stud it to really take it anywhere.
Sweet.
And then if you compare that 27.5 sizing, so kind of looking at it, if you take like a, say, an old 2.2 tire, remember those 2.2 tires?
I have one on my 1995 Bontrager. Yeah.
So if you've got a 2.2 tire and you've got a 26 version of that, you jump up to 27.5, you're going to go to, it's about a 3%, just over a 3% increase in outer diameter. You jump to from 27.5 to 29, it's a little over 5%, for a total of about 9%, jumping from 26 to 29, keeping that same 2.2. And everybody has kind of understands the difference between 26 and 29 and kind of the benefits you get as far as traction, as far as being able to roll over sticks, bumps, rocks, whatever, not getting kind of caught up with whatever's on the trail. And so, if you compare that to the 26 versus 27.5, so that Barbagazi, that 26 by 4.7, and then go up to the 27.5, which is then going to be a 4.5, you're going to have less than a 3% increase there. So that's comparable to 26 to 27.5, and it's less than 27.5 to 29 kind of difference. And the same thing holds for the Hodeg. So it's really not that great of a jump if you look at percentage-wise as far as the outer diameter, and you really do get a lot of performance benefits out of it.
You're getting more air volume in it versus, how does that, do you know how that plays out?
The air volume, I don't have exact numbers for that one. I know we have been going through them, and I apologize, I can get them to you for show notes.
That's more of a question for Fat Camp. I just wanted to play either Ken and or Andy on the show today.
I can follow up with that information. But
Trek has a lot of engineering resources, and Bontrager is obviously part of that whole thing. And they go through and test this stuff, and they don't do stuff for dumb reasons usually.
Right, and they have people out in the field. When I was at Trek just the other day, you had brought up that Travis Brown is a big field tester and is behind this wheel
we've
size.
We've actually had Travis Brown on our show.
We've had Travis on the show. So
yes, Travis and a bunch of the other engineers and the brains behind all the products here are actually headed to Arizona next week to do tire testing. So they'll also be doing some bike testing, some everything else, because we've got to try to get as much information out of trips as we can. But a big part of it is going to be tire testing. And he is incredible at the feedback that he provides. And he's always playing around with things. He's never happy with just what it is. He's always tinkering, playing around, and kind of seeing how far we can take something. And
Yeah, it's
he's not a world champion for nothing.
And one of the nicest guys.
Those usually don't go hand in hand.
I don't know. Well, maybe I don't know that many world champions. That world champion is righteous, dude.
Yeah, he's a great guy to work with.
Happy to have him. Stepped all over his tire talk. See how that went? That was great, though.
So, another big part of Bontrager's winter cycle assault here at the fabulous Freewheel Winter Bike Expo is going to be shoes and apparel, right?
Absolutely, yeah. If you ride in the winter, you have to be prepared to ride in the winter. You don't want to cut that ride short to have to go back and warm your toes up. So, starting at the bottom, we've got OMW shoes. Mm-hmm. OMW is Old Man Winter. So it's...
I thought it was Old My Word, but I like Old Man Winter better.
Old Man Winter.
Funny thing, it's also On My Way if you do cell phone. So we had many like content corrections that somehow got through us humans as On My Way. But anyway, it's Old Man Winter. But yeah, it's a great shoe, new for this year. We're putting Vibram outsoles to really increase the traction as well as the durability of those shoes.
And studability, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty. I can stud the shoe.
Stud them.
Yeah, we stud our shoes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're out riding on a lake and it's glare ice,
yeah,
and you want to, you know, you're riding along with studs, no problem. Then you step off and you don't have studs. It's like.
Pretty funny.
Especially along Lake Michigan, like when you have a bigger body of water and you get the big mounds of ice, you can gnaw pretty good on those with studded tires, and you put a foot down and you're like, zing. We use the grip stud, screw-inable studs.
Okay,
And the Vibram soles probably have thicker lugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So that's why I brought it up. But
yeah, nice and sturdy, nice durable. And then they've got the removable liner. They've got 200 grams of Thinsulate. Easy to pull out, so you can dry them out super quickly. Just a unique, easy way to get your shoe on and off.
Is it still super fuzzy and soft like the old ones?
Oh, so cozy, so cozy.
And those are clipless compatible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. Right on.
And then it's kind of inside of that shoe, we've got wool socks. We've always had wool socks. We're really proud of our socks. It's like this unspoken... I guess in the office, everybody loves the socks.
I was in Alex's office the other day. He actually has a sheep that is up above, but the sheep moves around. But when I was there, the sheep was grazing peacefully.
I love good socks. I mean, that's one of the best things to have inside your shoe besides your foot.
One of the best things. Yeah, getting back to that sheep, we're really behind wool. Wool is a great fabric. Keeps the smell down. It does a really good job of just... keeping your foot warm, keeping moisture at bay. And then, so Herman, that sheep, he's kind of our symbol of the wool that we use for a lot of our socks, our base layers. He even goes into hats, neck warmers, balaclavas, and all that. So Herman's our, everybody loves Herman. We take him to events and they like him more than us.
It's a family show, Alex. the Old Man Winter pant had me, thinking of the pair of those underneath my Christmas tree, ooh la la, when I saw them on the old interwebs. You mentioned them again when I was there at your office, and I was like, man, bear pants like these, soft shell pants. Tell us about those.
Yeah, soft shell pants, nice stretch to them. So it's a nice breathable layer that's also going to protect you from the elements. Really comfortable to wear. It's got a good amount of pockets. It's got venting across the thighs. And then we've also got zip-out gaiters. So it comes with gaiters. And they got little loops to keep the pants down, keep the snow out of your shoes and your socks. Because, as was said, you want shoes, you want feet, and you want socks in those shoes, but you don't want snow.
Stay warm and dry.
No snow.
Yeah. So.
Those are sexy looking.
And the gaiters zip into the inside. So I think that you could step into water that is over the top of, like, up to your knee momentarily and get out of there.
That would have been handy about a week or two ago.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Beach riding, that's the environment right now.
Yeah, and we've at Bontrager, we've always had cold weather gear, and a lot of times it's been tights. Not everybody likes to ride in tights through the winter, so it's nice to have kind of a looser fitting, but still, it's still sporty. And then also have a little bit of stretch to it. So just a little more at home on the mountain bike or a fat bike.
So performance oriented, but a little looser fitting.
Yeah, it's not it's not Lycra.
Heaven forbid.
And it comes in a 4A matching jacket?
Yeah,
well, the same shell?
Yeah, it's a similar jacket. So they often go together. We've got 4A jackets. So as we were developing this product, we kind of took everybody that was a core fat bike rider within the building and then also reached out to different areas. Actually, Minnesota was a big place where we reached out for feedback as well. And found that a lot of people were wearing actual like soft shell. Like a lot of times when you're riding on a fat bike in the winter, you're in the woods. Like the wind is not quite as important as maybe if you're on the road. And you're working out quite a sweat and you want that to kind of escape so you don't cool down on the way back. So it's a really breathable material. It's got a nice stretch to it. I'm calling it a Profila soft shell. It's got a nice chest pocket. It's got two zippered kind of...
Kangaroo pockets?
What do you think? Hand warmer
pockets. Kangaroo pockets.
But yeah, it's really it's a nice simple jacket. It's got a removable hood. Really kind of it's perfect. Like when we were being asked about what we wanted to see in development, they hit all the buckets. We're really excited about this jacket.
Right cool. on. So, now, we're covered from head to toe. We got tires on our bike and now it's dark out.
I think.
What do we do? Do we go back inside?
I think that we should talk about the ABC program before we talk about the lights.
Wait, that's not in the script.
I know. We're
God,
jumping ahead and then circling
it.
Back.
All right, well, you go ahead and do what you want to do. I'll be over there.
Yeah, so another thing we're doing at Bontrager and also at Trek as a whole is really we want to make cycling safer. And reality is for a lot of people, they don't have fat bike or trails nearby, so they can be caught on the road or... Even sometimes just to get to trails, you're riding on the road. And
true that.
There's been too many accidents lately. We're trying to see what we can do as a company that develops products and also has the ability to communicate and educate cyclists of all types what they can do to be safer. And so we've kind of distilled it down to the ABCs of awareness. So we've worked with a major university to do what's going to be published research as far as like what we can do. And the A is the always on, so it's lights whenever you're riding. That's day or night. You see it in cars, you have daytime running lights. You see it in motorcycles. There's been studies over in Europe that have shown it's made cycling safer. Just kind of makes sense. It's not hard to put a light on and ride with it all the time. It takes no extra effort, really. And it's the single biggest thing you can do to make yourself safer on the road.
Right on.
Once you do that, we've got BioMotion, so that's going to be the B. BioMotion is kind of drawing attention to moving parts of your body. So that's bright socks, that's bright shoes, lights reflective on your feet, anything that kind of makes you stand out on the side of the road. So we've in working with Clemson University, we've found that the human mind is really good at recognizing other humans. So there's all sorts of crazy studies where there's just like all these dots on the screen and they're not moving and like there's no way you can tell what's going on. As soon as they start moving, you can tell that's a person. Yeah. Not only that, you can tell if that person is like male, female, if it's a larger person, skinny person, if they're approaching in a friendly manner or an angry manner. So like we've got this built-in sense of recognition.
Survival and mating instincts.
Exactly. So it's really like, you know, making sure you're dressing in a way to accentuate that. So really make other drivers know that you're a cyclist.
So BioMotion, get sexy out there, people.
Exactly. And then once you got BioMotion covered, contrast. So contrast is an additional thing you can do. So that's really making yourself stand apart from your environment. So during the day, fluoro clothing, which actually takes UV light, which is invisible to the human eye, and reflects it in a way that you can see it. So you can actually see more light coming off of a fluoro item than what's hitting it.
Well, that would explain that.
Yeah. cool. Yeah. And that brings us to the lights that you brought. And Alex brought show and tell. He brought, not only did he bring show and tell, he brought us all presents and stickers. And he brought these cool little lights that Sven's going to use one tonight.
I'm looking at the little one right here. This thing is really light.
I know, super light. USB chargeable, an 800 lumen headlight that said hour and 45 minute burn time.
Yep.
What does this little 100 do, like, on flashy mode for the daytime? How long does that puppy last?
Oh, it's a long time. It's
Yeah, because this is, I mean, that's you kind of recommend the flash thing in the daytime.
Yeah, if you're riding it during the daylight, these, the what you're talking about here, the so that's the Ion 100R.
Yep.
And then we've also got the Flare R City. So it's two lights. The R is 100 lumens. The Flare R City is 35 max lumens. And they've got like, when we're talking about daytime running lights, we've really got the focus. So that's taking those lumens and really projecting them in a manner that it makes sense for a car driver to be seen behind, or so you can be seen from them. So it's not all about how much lumen is coming out. It's also the lensing that's kind of focusing it and directing it to where it makes sense, where it's appropriate.
And these lights have a chip in them that allow them to know whether it's daytime or
they
nighttime,
do, yeah.
Right?
The Flare R City and the Ion 100R have an ambient light sensor. So when you turn them on, it's automatically going to read what the conditions are, and it's going to set that day flash pattern or night flash pattern, whatever's appropriate.
Cool. I mean, these things, what do these retail for? These are something that I think everybody ought to have one of these puppies.
Yeah, so those guys are $40 each. And then if you get them in a set, because we also offer them as a set, it's going to be $70 for the set. So a little bit of savings there. So it's, it's a great holiday
nice
kit.
The size of a pool cube.
Of a small thing.
Yeah,
like pool chalk.
1-inch square, like pool chalk.
Yep.
Yeah,
take a turn blinding each other here.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, but they you can see both of them during pure daylight from 400 meters away. And that's kind of the minimum recommendation we have for being daylight visible.
And so, then now that we've gone into a lot of detail about a lot of products, but what everyone wants to hear about is what they can come see here at the sale. And I the most exciting thing that I would want to come see is this new Farley EX. It's the 27.5 dual suspension fat bike. And you can actually come and ride them on a really cool off-road and man-made obstacle kind of course here, right?
Yeah, I saw them setting up the course with chainsaws just moments ago.
They said that they brought in a truckload full of logs. So, you know, you've seen this bike on the internet. You've seen it here and there on our site. And now you can come ride one. So this is the Winter Bike Expo at the Midtown Greenway location this weekend.
Saturday, Sunday, all day.
Sunday.
Right on.
All right. Any closing words for the kids at home?
Yeah, go ride your bike on Saturday.
Global Fat Bike Day.
Yee-hoo!
Embrace it.
Go out. Yeah. Hopefully we get some snow here. I actually saw a pile of snow out
in the too.
We should push that down with a pushy thing.
He said we should stack the bikes on that and take a picture. But we didn't.
Yeah, it's melting, so you gotta hurry.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thanks for being on the show. Alex.
Yeah, thanks.
James, you owe me a Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, I have.
And a smile.
All right, we'll be back after this break with this our special segment coming up. Special segment. Think
special
about it. God.
What do Heather Best, Kevin Breitenbach, and Jeff Oatley have in common? Well, they're all world record holders and champions of the Iditarod Trail Invitational. And they all chose Becker frame bags and hydration packs for their championship run. Becker gear is custom designed and purpose-built to fit your bike. Fat, skinny, and everything in between, Becker gear is the bag maker of champions.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, we're back from the break, and we have tripped right into our special segment this evening with Mr. Andy Tettmeyer from Head Cycling.
Here I am, apparently the special guest star.
I see Andy right across the table.
Andy did not bring his onesie or his lab coat today, but
he brought information.
He brings,
and this is a radio oral thing. We can
a lifetime of wheel experience. And Andy's been thinking about something very deep, something very near and dear to Sven's heart, and Sven's going to tell you. Sven's going to reveal to you.
What's that?
Glad somebody's going to tell me what we're talking about.
No, it's summer fat bike
we're
riding
talking
versus
summer fat
winter.
Bike.
That is true, yeah.
which we've been doing for a long time, of course.
Right. And, you know, had just came out with a product, coincidentally, that is perfect for taking your fat bike from a three-season bike and putting in that summertime, summertime. It's a 65 millimeter, not so big deal, carbon wonder rim.
Yeah, and it's actually, I led you astray. It's the no big deal, not so big. I don't know where I got that. The no big deal.
No big deal.
We got the big deal, the don't BFD, worry about it. And no big deal.
All right.
65 millimeters wide.
Which is, that's a pretty sweet spot for, that's when the Marge came out. That's how wide Marge was back in the day.
Yep.
And take a lot of great 3.7 moderately knob tires, like say your Husker Du or your Husker Don't or a Hodag or
whatnot. Fat Be Nimble.
Fat Be Nimble. Don't.
And is that a real tire?
That's a Husker Not anymore.
It probably should be.
Maybe.
If David was here, we'd ask him, but he's not.
Yeah, we tried to get David on the show, but It turns out Thursday has a bedazzling class.
Mine's on Friday.
So, how much do these new bad boys weigh?
They're about the same weight because, like you said and like I told you, it really is a summer rim. That's exactly what we're intending for it.
Gotcha.
It's not like a...
So, isn't that 400 and some odd...
Yeah, it's going to be, let's see, the 85 millimeter, the big deal, the first thing we ever did, that's 450 grams. We put another layer of carbon into the no big deal because it's a summer rim. It's going to see a rock once in a while. It's like 440 grams. You could call it the same.
So it's a more durable rim for bashing and crashing in the summer.
Yeah, and I'm not encouraging you to pretend you're a bulldozer. You're not. But it does have another layer. We're thinking about this thing as a summertime rim with a little more strength and a lot more tire wraparound for protection.
Sure. Yeah, it changes that tire profile to be rounder. Yep. And this is something that you believed in.
I think for me anyway, at least how I ride in my, unathletic way, it really helps the contour of the tire to be round for a lot of the summer kind of riding we have. Where we are. Yeah, I dig it.
And there's also another big thing out there that you kids at home might have heard about. It's Plus Bikes. And Head.
What madness is this?
Head has responded in time with a 40 millimeter wide Raptor.
It's the Raptor or the Rapture. I don't know. I don't know where Raptor came from. It's the Raptor. That's the official name.
Yeah.
27 plus.
27 plus. There are maybe other sizes on the horizon. Cool. 27 plus is what we have now.
Really unique looking rim. Kind of has a box section to it.
Yeah, we're calling it this, I don't know, marketing. We're not great at it, but it's this hybrid of box section and the big deal, which is just a single extrusion.
The Sly Guff.
So it's a box section with these flat wings because we don't need the box to go all the way around. You get plenty of compression strength, hoop strength out of that box. But if you bring it all the way out to the edge on something as big as a 40 or 60, 80, you start adding a lot of weight you don't need. Mm-hmm. We just want that strength from the skinny section.
Killer. And in addition to that, we just had Alex on from Bontrager and all of their bikes come in 27.5 fat or 27.5 plus plus.
Or 650B fat or...
Yeah. So, and you have an 85 millimeter rim called the 85... What's that one called? I got all the other names wrong.
What the hell is that one called?
Sly Guff. Did you hear it?
It's a Sly Guff.
We may have to change the name. No, Annie had... mixes up the words. So she kept calling this thing 650B and a half, which I really think is how we should refer to these things.
Oh, I
love it. But it's the big half deal from that 650B and a half.
Killer. And
is that carbon or aluminium?
Both.
Both.
Aluminium as of a couple hours ago. Carbon as of June.
And that's one of the things we've been talking about this Winter Bike Expo is... This is one of the places that things get revealed. You heard earlier in the show, there's going to be a bike revealed. And here's an aluminum 27.5 and a half plus, or 27.5
big
plus
half deal,
big half deal that just happened. So come down to the sale and you'll be able to like take a picture and put it on the internet just like your Uncle Gomez. I'm not kidding.
Selfie stick approved.
Yeah, and all these different sizes. Kind of once you've got a platform down, in the aluminum sense, once you have an extrusion done, you can roll that hoop into anything you want. So we've got the same extrusion, 24-inch. We've got the big half deal. We've got the 26-inch, all the same extrusion, 80 millimeters wide. Carbon's a little more complicated, but when you figure out the layup, you can start growing and shrinking that thing and get the same wheel out of it.
Very cool.
You guys are one of the few that are doing that crazy 24-inch size, too.
We are, and I love it. More people. Get on it, you guys.
I think that maybe we need to get it in. We need a 24-inch bus, and we need to travel the land and let people ride bikes.
Hallelujah!
Sorry, no, it's been a while since we talked about
you. You, sir, can you fit on this bike?
Step right up.
Can you wipe that smile off your face?
Step right up, yeah.
Just got Tom Waits in the background.
I think we just found basically what I'm doing for the next 6 years. But one of the other things that I wanted to bring up is your alloy wheel sets. Mm-hmm. Like, not everybody can, you know, not everybody has access to their kids' college funds where they can plunk down, take out $2,500 for a set of... And your aluminum wheel sets are... They fit right in between what your OEM is and what a carbon can be, and are very, very light. So just throw the kids at home some numbers.
They are light. Those rims, those aluminum rims in 26-inch weigh 620 grams, which is very light. A wheel set costs $1,200. It's not quite your kid's college fund.
So you kids at home, go look up what any double wall... generic Chinese or branded double wall carbon rim weighs, and he just told you that his aluminum rim probably weighs the same or less than those carbon rims.
Yep.
An unnamed carbon fat bike rim.
Sven's working the Google.
650 grams for a double wall carbon.
There you go.
Yeah, as you might guess, I sort of know these numbers. A wheel set weighs about 2,050 grams. That's what a lot of other high-end carbon wheel sets weigh.
Right. Quite right. That's why I wanted to bring that up, is because people always think, well, I got to have this or that, but that option is a real-world option. If I weren't, you know... the host of the Weekly News of Fat, and you know, I'd be riding.
All the things that come with that.
Yeah, exactly. I would be riding. If I had, you know, to buy wheels myself, I would be buying that price range of wheels, I think. Just because I'm not, you know, a racer boy. I don't need the best of everything.
And that's actually the wheel I am riding, because we talked about 24-inch. I haven't quite got any in the full Nelson to get a 24-inch carbon rim yet. I'm riding that alloy rim as a racy thing. That's the only thing I can get. It's a great rim. It really is.
On your 20-pound bike!
Well, yeah. God bless Matt Appleman.
So what are you seeing for tire choices in 24-inch fat now?
The Innova makes one, which is adequate. It's a wire bead, but it's not super heavy. It's maybe a 1,300-gram tire. Not bad. Mm-hmm. The one we're using, and I've got a bunch in stock, is a Chow Yang tire. Chow Yang makes a lot of tires for people that you would recognize right away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That happens a lot over there.
So, yeah, it's a 1,000-gram tire, folding 120 TPI. It's a really nice tire. It's just a strange name, Chow Yang. Who knows?
Yep, and you got a couple other companies. Specialized makes one.
Specialized makes
at least one.
It could be that this same company, Chow Yang, has something to do with that tire you were just describing.
Funny how that works on things.
That could happen.
Over there.
Allegedly.
On the other side of the world.
Yeah. It's a good tire.
Yeah, one of the other cool things about Head products, made right here in Minnesota, American-made product. I tell you what, I've been riding for, December is my 3-year anniversary on those. I got one of the very, very first of the 100mm.
Checks in the mail.
And those things are
fine. That's from him to you for buying them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Holy cow, those wheels
really,
are
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Wow.
Good.
So, and not a single problem with those. So
that's a beautiful thing.
And that's a big boy riding on those all around the place. So thanks for coming on the show, Andy. What are you doing for Global Fat Bike Day?
Well, that's next week, right?
That's actually the day that this show will broadcast. It's today.
It's today.
But in real time, you know, we're a few days.
You know, my pal Eric Noren, you've talked to him on
the
show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're thinking about doing some sort of test ride event. 24-inch, hallelujah.
All right.
Cake bikes.
The magic bus.
We're thinking about doing some sort of test event with that. We might have flaming pallet jumps. I don't know.
It's a fluid thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or I might be decorating the Christmas tree. Who knows?
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andy.
I think that kind of wraps up our show.
I think we covered the list. Happy Fat Bike Day, everybody.
We're not gonna elaborate about all of our links because y'all saw those yesterday anyway. So our show today has been brought to you by the bikes, parts, and chaos of Surly Bikes. Check out the new Surly Big Fat Dummy at Better Bicycle retail establishments. That would be in April and or March. And on that newfangled interweb thing at surlybikes.com.
And you can call 818-918-2453. That's 818-BIKE. Oh, 818-918-BIKE.
Yeah, close.
Right.
Anytime, day or night, and leave us a message.
Send us fat bike action, pictures, or videos, and we'll mail you stickers and enter you to win fabulous prizes. Contest details are in the show notes.
And we've added more stuff to the store. Just check it out there at, is it shop.fatbike.com? Or, the link will be in the show notes. Could be a store. Might be something like that.
Do not look at our Instagram. Our Instagram has pictures of Sven dressed like a gnome. It's at fatbike.com. Might be Sven.
Till then.
Oh, you guys.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.